Ready?
Yeah.
We'll give it a try. See? Figure out as we go along. Okay, so this Istaba Sugya, really very fascinating. It involves many different concepts, as we'll see. We're not going to do all of them. We'll at least try to tackle some of them, some of the central ones. The Gemara talks about the issue, which of course comes from the Mishnah on Bet Aman Aleph, right? That according to Chachamim, according to Tanakam, which is Chachamim, Sukkah Shikvo L'malam Esrim Amah Psula. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, but we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, and we're not discussing Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. But the Mishnah says that Chacham says that Sukkah Shikvo L'malam Esrim Amah Psula. Similarly, on the other end, V'she'ena Gvoa Asar Tvachim, also Psula, right? Also in the Mishnah there. And the Gemara in Daf Bet has three different explanations of Amoran as to why Sukkah Shehi Lamala Me'esrim Amma is Psula according to Chachamim. And it may well be that those different explanations have bearings on this Sugya, but we're not going to get into that per se. So going to the Gemara in Daf Dalet, okay? Gemara in Daf Dalet says that Haita Gvoa Me'esrim Amma, where the little gimel is, Haita Gvoa Me'esrim Amma, V'hotzin Yordim B'tochaf Amma, Im Silata Meruba Mechamata Kshera, Vim Lab Sula. Okay? If it was higher than 20 Amot, and some of these branches are going down into the 20 Amot, it depends. If that lower layer is silat merubah mechamata, so it's kshera, v'imla psula. Okay? Haita gvoa asara tvachem, v'hotzin yoritin l'tov asara, sabra bai l'meimar. So Abaye wanted to apply the same standard. Im chamata merubah silatim kshera, right, but just in the other direction. That, just like we said, that we're going to consider it to be kamandaleta, considered to be batel and non-existent when it comes to the branches that go down within 20 amot, right? And that only counts if it's tzilat meruba, it's chamat meruba, then it's batel. Okay, so too, we'll explore more what that means we've gone. So too, we wanted to say that applies here as well by the asar tzvach. Amalei Rava says, no, it's not comparable. Ha dira srucha hi vein adam dar b'dira srucha. Okay? That's a stinky dwelling, and that's not considered a dira. Okay. What you see from here already is something about what it means that if it's chamata meruba mitzilata, it is bata. Right? We see that, well, first of all, what do we see it doesn't mean? What does it not mean?
That it doesn't exist.
Right. It's certainly we don't say that if those branches aren't there. We don't say that if, like, they, you know, they're batel in the air. And that's actually a whole discussion about by chamata meru mitzilata, where Rashi says that's batel, right? It's batel. Rashi's question is, we never find that something is batel and nothing, right? That never works that way. We don't say that if I have an empty pot, right, an empty big pot, and in that empty big pot I have, you know, a piece of non-kosher meat, and it's like only a hundredth of the entire volume of the pot. We don't say that piece of meat is batel, and, you know, and there's no problem eating it, because obviously not, because something doesn't become batel to nothing. Something becomes batel to something. So the question is what that means exactly. That's something that issue with Rashi and the Ran, etc. Not per se exactly what we're discussing, but it's certainly relevant. In other words, we're not saying that ki'ilu, those branches don't exist. The branches exist. But what do we mean? Right? That's the Dira Sruch idea. It does exist, but okay, it's not a theft of spot. It's meaning the matter exists, right? The physical entity exists, but it's not a roof. It's not a thing, right? In other words, each individual piece exists on its own, but as an entity, right? Together, it's In other words, if it's so sparse, that's chamat meru mitzilata, then I have individual pieces, and that's why, in terms of diras rucha, it's relevant. I have individual pieces of wood. But what I don't have is a layer of schach. Right? That's what I don't have. That's what means batel, meaning that each piece exists on its own. But as a, if I ask, is there a layer of schach? No, there isn't. So the schach is beginning from higher up. And the halal, therefore, is larger, right, as we saw, discussing in the Rosh, etc. That's why there's this distinction. That's the whole discussion with Abaye and Rava. Okay. Continues the Gemara. Haita gvoa me esrim amma. Okay, so let's say I have a sukkah, and it is 20 amot high. More than 20 amot high. So it's no good. But uvana ba itzdeba, kenege dofen hansai. Apnei kula. And then I build this platform. I raise the floor, right? I have an elevation, I have a platform that elevates the floor against the back wall, right? If you imagine like a U, kind of like a U, right? It's of some sort or other. And I connecting the two walls and the back wall, right? Against all three sides, in effect, I have this itzdaba, and then in addition, v'yesh b'hechsher sukkah, and it's the minimum shear of a sukkah, right? Rosh aruba v'shulchano, 7 tefachim. So then, kshera. So then, it's good. Now, what the it is, right? It is good. What's the it? So minimally, that area on the itzdaba is good. Right? The question is, what about the area that's not? Where the itzdaba is, and that's the machloket, as we will see, etc. Minatzad, however, it's on minatzad, so that it is only bordered by not three walls, but only by two walls. So then it depends. Im yesh mitzvat itzdaba lekotel, meaning to the other side, so that third wall, dalet amot psula, pachat mi'arba amot kshera. Okay, so it depends on our old friend, Dofanakum. Wonderful, Dofanakum. Okay? Says the Gemara, Mai kamashmola darmina Dofanakuma, tanina, bayit shenifcha b'sifcha gabav, im yesh min hakotel l'sifuch, dalet amo psula, habachot mikhan kshera. So mal tem hatam hu dechazi l'dofan, aval hacha delo chazi l'dofan, im alo kamashmola. Okay? So that's basically what we need to know for a moment. Along comes Rashi, and Rashi says a huge chiddush. Huge chiddush. Rashi says, and when I say it's a huge chiddush, it is not just a huge chiddush to say this, it's a huge chiddush that Rashi says this. Okay? Particularly. It's particularly a huge chiddush because Rashi says it. We'll see what I mean as we go on. Meaning that I can think of other Rishonim for whom this would have been less of a chiddush than it is for Rashi. So it is, in a sense, I want to say ironic that Rashi is the one who says this, or to put it differently, it is all the more powerful because Rashi says it, because Rashi was shitasa. We might not expect to say this, but he does. He does. Okay, so let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says that kshera, okay, kshera, says Rashi, kol hasukkah sheyesh la shalosh tvanot by heksha sukkah afilu mina isba ulahala demanyin chalala mirosha itzdeba mirosha itzma lamala benimsa dofen emtsai kulo kasher. Utfaner hatzadim berochav haitzdeba hukshruba hare kan sukkah ketana kshera. Right, so Rashi says very clearly what is kasha, the entire sukkah, and by the entire sukkah we mean not just over the itzdeba. Why, says Rashi, because the halal of the sukkah on all three sides is good. It's all less than 20 amot because, again, we measure not from the outside of the sukkah, right, not from the top of the schach down to the ground. We measure from the, we measure the interior of the sukkah, right? From the floor to the bottom of the sach. However, you know, where is halachically considered the bottom of the sach? And therefore, once I say that that sukkah ktana is kshera, memela, the whole sukkah is kshera. After all, we have an explicit gemara. Vamrina l'kaman, because the gemara says later on in Yutet, pesel hayotze min ha-sukkah, that if you have schach, right, pesel is another word for schach, because schach is made from psolet gor v'yekev, the gemara says, so therefore, if you have schach that sticks out of the sukkah, whatever that means, there are different scenarios in Rishonim, and we'll touch on that slightly, nidon kesukkah. What? So Pesel, Yotzei Min HaSukkah, have schach that extends beyond the sukkah. Nidon kesukkah, the whole area is considered part of the sukkah. Umar umifarshinan le im yesh hechsher sukkah biyachad. So that's our case. You have the itztaba part of the sukkah, which is a sukkah kshera, and then you have the schach extends further. Beautiful, it's all good. Right? It's all good because the rest of the sukkah is a pesel yotze case.
So we don't even care about the law. We just care about the fact that there's still
schach
out there.
Right, we don't care that the walls past the itztaba area are no good. Right? Because they're too tall. But that's okay. We're not bothered by that because it's Pesel Yotze. Okay? One, I'm not saying that everyone explains exactly that, one scenario of Pesel Yotze would be you have a sukkah, imagine a table being like the area of the sukkah, and you have schach, and this happens very often, right? That you have that, the frame, let's say, of the sukkah, right? It's like this. But you have long pieces of wood, long bamboo shoots, whatever it is. And it hangs out, the bunch of hangs further past, you know, like the door is over here, and it goes out here. And you're sitting over here. Okay? That's one model of Pesel Yotze. Okay, I'm not saying that what everyone will say about each individual case, but that's one model of Pesel Yotze. Okay? So he says, right? Rashi says explicitly, you don't have kosher walls, right? Well, you don't have walls, right? You have non-kosher walls, not walls, right? So you don't have walls, and it's nido kesukah. Hilka kol hasukah, therefore applying it to our case, hilka kol hasukah kemot shehi gedola ksheira. Okay, so theoretically, I could have, if this is again my sukkah, and these are my walls, and I have my itztaba here, right, and imagine it goes to the edges, so then I can have, it can extend out for, who knows, you know, extend out for many, many, many feet, and it's fine because this whole area is going to be good and we could use it. I over here, I don't have kosher walls, I don't have kosher schach, I don't have anything. What do I have? Well, I have the fact that it's Pesel Hayotze Mesukah. So, that's what Rashi says. Okay, so we turn to the Rashi, and the parts I'm not doing inside with you are not because they're not important, so it wasn't important to see, even in terms of what we're doing, but simply because you already did it. And I don't think that's a need for me to go over every little bit that you did. You did a fine job. I just want to go over the most central parts. So we move to the Rosh. And the Rosh in Siman Gimel, right, starts by saying, Haita gvoa me esrim ama, futim yardin latoch esrim, im tzilata meruba mechamatan kshera, vi apu pi shemiksar atzach hi milamala, Hamir bear come to Erev in Chalal Sukkah Tanan, Chalal Mavai Tanan. Right, that we go by both by Sukkah and by Mavai, we go by the inside, you know, V'halchi perusho, hutzin yorin l'tol chav, kilomar, shemigiyod, and chalol chav. It comes within the space of the 20 inside the sukkah. Ksheira, v'mlav sula. Okay? And v'mlav sula, meaning that in the case where it's nach silata meruba, it's psula. Why? To command the letter dami. To let nahu dami. It's as if they don't exist. Nimsa shayatzach, mikia ad chalol chav. Okay? Let's go down now to Rabbi Yishaya Ditran. So then he quotes Rashi, right? He quotes Rashi. We already saw Rashi. We don't have to read Rashi again. We'll go down to Behiksha Harav Rabbi Yishaya. Okay, this time about the Rid, obviously. So Rabbi Yishaya Ditran, the Rid, asks on Rashi, is found in the Piskei Rid, more or less. Okay, essentially it's in the Piskei Rid. We'll discuss a little bit about the differences as we go on. It says, Hiksha Harav Ben Yishaya, Daham Rina Lakaman, Pesla Yotze Masuka, Nidon Kisuka. When do we say this idea of Pesla Yotze, Hainu Hecha, De Itle Hechsher Defanot? Ela de la Mucha Milta Kulehai, Mishum Hacha Nidon Kisuka. Aval Hacha, Dimina Itzba Bahala Gvo Yot Mechaf Ama, Meheriteti La Hechsher. Il Usuka Mucha. המסוחכת חצי הבשח כשר וחצי בשח פסול אף פי שיש שיר הכשר בשח הכשר היושב תחת שח פסול מייצי די חלטו החינמי הכת לכל למעלה מחף שח פסול וכשבודים של ברזל דמי. Okay, so the Rid has two, the Rush quoting the Rid has two objections. There are two issues. One issue is that in the case of Pesel Hayotze, this is part of the sukkah. It's part of the sukkah. In our case, who says this is part of the sukkah? Right? Since the walls and the sach are above 20, why do you say this part of the sukkah at all? Pesel Yotze means that I have walls, right? The sach is over this whole area, and the walls go around and go only part way, right? The walls don't border the entire sukkah. So I say I might think that part of that is not within the sukkah. So Pesel Yotze tells me it's all part of the sukkah. But I understand, I have sufficient walls, because I have, you know, 2+ walls. I have kosher sukkah. I have everything. It's all the sukkah. But Pesel Yotze is telling me that even that part, which is not as mukhrach, that's part of the sukkah, is also part of the sukkah. But here, right here, I'm talking about that part of the sukkah is with walls that are less than 20 and schach that's less than 20. And part of it is not. So number one, why do I consider that part of the sukkah at all? Okay? And number two, so I just want to very quickly just outline. Number two is, and how am I yotze sitting under pasul schach? Second question. Right? In other words, the cases are different in two ways. Number one, why in our case would I say it's part of the sukkah at all? And even if I want to say it's part of the sukkah, right? I'd say, okay, he put up signs all over the place saying, you know, the sukkah begins here, the sukkah ends here, I know it's part of the sukkah, fine. But I'm sitting under non-kosher schach. How do I all of a sudden yotze? We're sitting under non-kosher schach. Right? We don't normally say, you know, says if I were to have walls that are less than 20 amma, all right? I have schach that's less than 20 amma. But part of the schach, right from the after the, you know, imagine parallel to the post itzdaba area, instead of it being without an itzdaba, and therefore l'mal mechav, I used, you know, sheets of metal, or you know, rods of metal. So all of a sudden it's going to be kasha because pesel yotze, right? So number one, he questions why it's pesel yotze at all. And even if you want to, for some reason, grant that it's Pesel Yotze, how do you Yotze sitting under non-kosher slot? Okay, that's what it seems to be the two issues here. Yes.
Just so we would say that like in these things before, like we have sukkah and then you have the sukkah longer than the sukkah, so it goes like out. So he would not agree that that's okay then. That like everyone still gets it like that. Because he says like that's not what Mara's talking about. Because Mara's talking about like an abridged set.
Right, that may well be.
Okay.
Okay. So that's on the other hand, that case may not even need Pasal Yotam.
Oh, it might be okay for other.
Well, it may be okay because there's no reason. It's very hard without even going to Pasal Yotam case to really answer that. So, but there's something to what you're saying. But it's a little more complicated than that. If you learn the sugya there, we're showing you'll see why that's. It's not quite as simple as that. So, okay. This is the question of the rid. Okay, it's interesting that if you look at the rid inside, the rid actually only asks the second question. Look at Piskei Rid. He only asks the second question. He asks, "How can Yotze sitting under Pasul Sfah?" Okay, fully talks. Pasul Sfah. He talks about the Shvudim Shavarza. He doesn't bring in this whole first issue. Why, we'll understand, I think, as we go on. But in any case, it looks at first glance like the Rid and the way the Rush quotes the Rid are not identical. But okay, let's keep that in the background. Let's move forward. Yeah, we don't have to just get rid of us at the moment, so we'll have to rough it for the moment and sell for what we have in the wash. Okay, obviously, you know, if we had everything at our fingertips, you know, if we had access to a rid, but of course we want to look up the rid and see what he's, you know, what he says firsthand and not rely on the rush, needless to say. Right, we know that by now. But being that we don't, we'll have to solve for the rush for the moment. Okay. Let's continue. Continues the rush. He says, not so fast. Oh, for is it Upir Shu, right? And the Rid himself says, De Enoch Shera Ella Ala Itztaba. Okay. V'od lo dami lepesla yotze. Why? Because v'od lo dami lepesla the hatam adofen hakatzun yushak neged ha'aruch or orech k'damar shtayim kosam v'shlishir akilu tefa aval hacha. Okay, so in other words, this is the second point. Same point is, how do you make the staff kasha? Right? I said it too soon, but that's the second one. The nearly the kain perish rash. Why? Dahad amil kaman gav pesla yotzim in a sukkah nidon kesukkah. Umashka cha dofen behedya midikari le pesla yotzi min asukah. Al karchin sha'ar shtey etfano lo shayachi laha yotze. Di shayachi le hare yeh shtey mechitzot shleimo ba'acha ksara kedin haksha sukah. Ubechlal sukah hu. Ela kinvashinan lekaman de dachar sha'asa mechitza shlishit aruka ba'orach sukato. Okay, so first point he makes. Okay, so what he says like this. The case of Pesel Yotze, as far as the Rashi is concerned, like that I have my walls that go like this. Okay? My walls go like this. And my schach is like this. Okay?
Now, all I need for walls is 7, 7, right, and tefach, right? But instead of that, what I did was, I did this all the way around, okay? This I had no choice about because I had to connect two walls, but this wall I didn't sell for 7, but I made along the whole way, okay? And therefore, right, what the Rosh is saying is that by doing so, I've indicated that what is included in the sukkah, only that which is between the walls.
As opposed to
building the sukkah like this, as opposed to building it, doing just what is required, right? If it's like this, okay, so then we would say that this whole thing is a sukkah. But what did I do? I made this wall go all the way here. But this wall I only made till here. By doing so, I can in effect enclose, it's only that which is, let's say, like this. So that's my sukkah. That is, in order to be master of the sukkah, I only need 7, 7, and a tefach, right? What I did, though, was not that. What I did was that one side, I enclosed the entire stuff. The other one, I enclosed part of it, right? By doing that, I'm in effect showing that that piece, which is not between the walls, is not really part of my sukkah.
So, why would it be diagonal line? Why would it be a horizontal line or a vertical line?
Maybe. I mean, I think it's like this because of the fact that we're saying that it's being defined by this wall, and this wall goes till here.
But if you're saying that it has to be between the two walls,
right? So this is between the two walls. Well, it's between this wall and this wall. Like, but going, that's which way you're going. No, the reason I say that is, and it's not crucial for what we're discussing, the reason that I say that is simply because of the fact that otherwise, what's the meaning of from here to here? You know what I'm saying? And the whole point is that we're saying that by bringing this wall all the way to here, I'm showing that only that which is between the two walls is included. So I think there's a simpler way to read the Rosh. It wouldn't fundamentally change things. We read it the other way. Bottom line, it's the same thing, but I think that that simply, you know, works better with the Rosh. But if you understand it differently, that's perfectly fine with me. Okay? It's no problem. It's just, that's what I think the Rosh is saying. But, okay. So says the Rosh that what is in the sukkah, right? What's in the sukkah is this area. This is not in the sukkah. And nonetheless, right, I'm saying that I extend it to here, Pesla Yotze, right? So too here where I have the Itztaba and the non-Itztaba parts of the sukkah, that I'm saying I extend from one to the other. It doesn't.
So it only answers the first problem?
Sort of, yes. You have to be patient and wait. We'll see. I mean, let me put it this way. We have to understand how this answer works. Okay, so let's put it. But his point is, to begin with, that in the Pesla Yotze case, we're also dealing with a part that is the sukkah and a part that isn't the sukkah. And nonetheless, we say Pesla Yotze. Okay, that's the Again, it's on a very rudimentary level what the Rashi is saying. But we first have to do that before we can get to understand what he's really saying. Okay? We'll take it step by step. So that's first the mamish is like tentatively we'll say that that's what the Rashi is saying. Okay, what the Rashi is really saying builds on that. It's not like we're going to start all over again, but okay, let's go a step further though. Continues the Rashi. Okay, we can't begin to analyze it until we've at least read through it. So let's first do that. So that's his first point. Second of all, he says, Ha aminan l'kaman l'chad perush, right? According to one pshat later on, imruba tzilata merubah mechamata, umiuta chamat merubah mitzilata, muter lechol ba apa oto miut, apa pishenem sucha chilchata. Okay? It says there is a possibility in the Gemara that if I have schach and part of it, one area is silata merub mechamata. Most of it is silata merub mechamata. But there is a miut, right? 25% of my sukkah is chamat merub mechamata. There's a shita that, as an approach to the Gemara, that would be okay. Now, so does that answer the first point or the second point? So I would have said, without a doubt, which is that answer? What do you think? What is that answer? The second point, right? Because chamata murmitzulata is no good. It's not good stuff. Nonetheless, what do we say? You can sit under it and be outside. Right? Huadin if it's l'mal mechaf. Right? Very nice. I would have absolutely said that, except for it's not what the Rashi says. But I'm with you 100%. I think it makes a lot of sense. That's what. But look how it continues. What's the next word? What's the next thing he says? Uma shehikshe misuka shechetz yaschach paso. What does that phrase do? The second issue, right? He's saying, and in terms of the second issue, I'll explain to you how it works. Right? In terms of the second issue, what's the second issue? The Shvudim Shalab Barza, right? The Yitzchak Pasel. How do you go to sing under Yitzchak Pasel? Right. Which means that clearly the phrase right before, he's still talking about point number one. That's pretty, again, Svara, I have to understand what he's saying, right? I have to understand how it makes sense. But first I have to know what before I can know why, right? So in terms of the what is the Rashi saying? The Rashi is saying that the miut chamata meruba mitzilata is a basis for saying like Rashi in terms of point one, not in terms of point two. And then he continues. And he says, in terms of schach pasul lo dami, I'll give you a good, a simple answer. Okay, and we'll get to the second point in just a moment. First, the first point. So, let's start with what he doesn't say, and then we'll try to understand what he does say. Why couldn't the Rosh use that Gemara? He pulled up this beautiful Gemara. That's such a wonderful, wonderful paradigm. It's a wonderful precedent, I should say, for Rashi, right? It's a great precedent for Rashi. And yet he doesn't use it for the second point. He only uses it for the first. Why doesn't he use it for the second first one? Before you understand why it's... Before you understand what he is saying, why can't he say that this is a good basis for our case? Exactly. Because you can't say that chamata merub mitzilata is schach pasul. What's pasul? Every piece that is wonderful schach. In every sense it's good. There's nothing wrong with that schach. Elamai, there's not enough of it. And if I were to add to it, then it's all kosher. And we don't say that then it's going to be tasav alomana asfer, right? In other words, I don't have to put on all the stach at one time, like, you know, drop it down with a crane or something. Right? If I put up a piece of stach, it's chamata mermitzilata. And that's how we normally build a sukkah, right? It's chamata mermitzilata. And then I add another piece, it's still chamata mermitzilata. And I keep on adding until it reaches a critical mass and it's tzilata mermechamata, right? So what happened? I've been using pasul stach until now, right? If I were to take mechubar, right, and I stick over mechubar, I stick over another piece, and then I cut it, it would be pasul, right? Because it's tasav lo menasa. We don't say that by chamata meruba. Why? Because chamata meruba. You're absolutely right. Chamata meruba. You can't say it's pasul. It's not pasul. It's just lacking, right? It's lacking. So put on another piece. Put another two pieces, three pieces, right? So therefore, the Rush can't say, well, I'm going to argue from Chamata Meruba to Shvudim Shalbarazel, right? Or L'mala Mechav. L'mala Mechav, it's possible that that's a different issue, right? So you can't say. In one case, the problem is I don't have Sach yet, right? It's Batel, so it's as if it's open. There's nothing there. Okay, so there's nothing there, but that's not sitting under Sach possible. It's a different issue, right? It's certainly not Sach possible. So says the Rosh, but what can I say? I can answer the Ritz first point. I have a precedent against the Ritz first point. In other words, what's the first point? First point is, look, part of the Sach is good, and part of the Sach is no good. You want to tell me this is Pesel Ayotze and it's part of the Sukkah? How can you say that part of that a no good part is an extension of a good part, right? So for that, the Rosh will say, I have a precedent for that. What's the precedent? The precedent is if I have part of the schach is tzilata meruba, and part of it is chamata meruba, the part that's chamata meruba per se is no good. There isn't good schach there. And despite the fact that I'm lacking good schach there, I still say pesel ayotze. I still say that it's part of the sukkah, and then he gets it in the whole sukkah, even the part of chamata meruba. So that already I have a precedent. Now, that's not going to necessarily tell me that I don't have the second problem of the Rosh, of the Rit that I have to deal with. Okay? But the first problem I have a basis for. Okay, in terms of the first point, I have a basis. That's what the Rosh is saying. Okay? Good? Okay, so in other words, understand why he brought in for Pesel Yotze and not. This supports his contention about Pesel Yotze, right? It does not necessarily help with the second point, but it does help with the first. Yes?
Wait, so he brings
it's not two answers, it's an answer, in other words, that Pesel Hayotze really does apply here, and then he is giving you a basis for that understanding of how Pesel Hayotze works, based on this Chamata Meru Mitzilata case. He's saying, you see, right?
Saying like it's not a scar, like I have
right, because his thing by Pesel Hayotze is based on his particular understanding of Pesel Hayotze. There are many understandings of Pesel Hayotze. But he's saying, number one, this is what's really going on with Pesel Hayotze, and therefore it's applicable to Rashi's case. And I'll show you that this really does work. I'll show you that you can extend, right, the sukkah to a part that is not, that on its own would not be. And as the first he says, you see, Pesel Hayotze is where it doesn't have a wall, right? This part, this section doesn't have a wall, and nonetheless, it's good. And the Rush goes on to say, and I'll show you that there's really a basis for saying that my Pesel Hayotze halacha really exists, not just in terms of how I'm suggesting to read Pesel Hayotze and apply it, etc., but you see that yisod in the Gemara, in, at least according to one interpretation.
That's
the next, you know, that's a good question in terms of Rosh, but again, that's a tiny detail.
I'm just asking, would it make a difference whether we pass an opinion or not? Because, like, if you don't pass an opinion, it's reject that logic.
It's the question you always have, you know, reject a particular conclusion, and it's based on several different assumptions, you know, which assumptions are being rejected and which aren't. So I'm saying it's a little bit, you know, a little bit involved. That's something to think about further. Okay? But the Rush is suggesting I honestly don't remember. I don't remember offhand what the maskan is. But the Rashi is saying that he understands it's not a davar maskan. But he's saying such an idea isn't attained in the Gemara. Don't think this is so far-fetched. And Pesach Yotze is not the same. The case that the Rashi brings about miut of Hamat Meruba is a greater chiddush than Pesach Yotze, according to right knows. So he's saying that we would, you know, there's an opinion that you even take it this far. Okay. Yeah.
I think I understand why
you said that. Tell me what you don't like,
please. I think, who said that? I don't know that the rabbis disagree with what the rabbis say. That doesn't go against the rabbis.
Not only would he not disagree, I absolutely agree with you. Not only would he not disagree, he says the Rashi's pshat in Pesach Hayotze beferish, okay, which is exactly why, and we have to clarify this a little bit more. And I'm going to try and again say this in a clearer way and a more accurate way. But tentatively, we're going to say that you're absolutely right. The Rid not only would agree; he does agree, and that's why the Rid does not ask the first question of the Rashi. He only asks the second question of the Rush. Okay? The Rush is expanding the issues of the Rid, like really covering all the problems that are potentially exist with Rashi and explaining it, like, you know, really very comprehensively. But the Rid himself really, really will see. The Rid does not disagree with anything we've said so far. So I couldn't agree with you more. If you look at the Piskei Rid, you'll see it's not a question of like an assumption, it's a fact.
Also, I think this is connected, but what the Rush just brought doesn't seem like a direct answer to the question he brought for the Rid. In other words, he brought the question of, like, the Rid says, oh, well, when we're talking about Pesel, you don't say that's when the Israelite had true Kapano, so we know that it's the Rush is going to set up. And here, and in the other case, there's no true Kapano, so it's not the Rush said that. So, bringing this case about slap, and no slap when you
Right. It just shows. It's just showing.
Support for this idea, but it's not
connected. Right. All true. Okay, but we'll see that really. Okay, so let me say it like this. Let's read one more point in the Rush, and then we'll get to what the Rush is really saying. Okay. Because all that we've seen so far is kind of preparatory to understand what the Rush's real point is. Okay? It's a process. Bear with me, it's a process. I warned you before we ever began this week. It's a process. Lot. Okay. The Ode. Okay? He continues. He says, in terms of the second point. One second. Umashi hiksha, right? Sorry, not for Umashi hiksha misuka she'ena sach pasul. I'm sorry, she'chetia sach pasul. Lo dummy, why the sach lo mal mechaf lo mikre sach pasul? Kid pierce Rabbeinu Tam. Kevan demin kasherhu. Veino nifsal elamachmat govha. Hilka, kevan demiksato shera idach nidon kepesal yotim in a soka. Says Shvudin Shel Barzel. You're asking about Shvudin Shel Barzel. Pasul Schach. Chas B'Shalom was talking about Pasul Schach. The same Schach, right? The same Schach. It's not that it's Pasul. It's just in the wrong place. Pasul Schach.
Well, now it's not. Now we don't have those extensions.
Right.
Because
it is kasher. There's just not enough of it.
So here
it's
the same thing. It is kasher. Just if you wish it lower.
Right. Absolutely true. There is a very clear relationship between these two ideas. However, it's a question of degree. Okay. The schach that is. The schach that is, this will become clear in just a few moments, Blinanda. the schaf that is chamata meruba is clearly not schach pasul. Right? We'd never say that schach pasul. Right? No one would say it's schach pasul. There's no way to say it's, you know, there's no way of looking at it, it's schach pasul. That's clear cut. Schach l'mala michaf, which in its current place is not merely insufficient, okay, but it's actually pasul, except for the fact that the psul is not something physically in the object, but it's something that's a question of its circumstances, the way it's situated. That is debatable. Okay, it's the same concept, but it's to a very different degree. Viharaya, I don't think anyone would argue with the first point. And I know that people argue about the second point. Machloket Rishonim. Okay? The Rosh is saying that according to what Rabbeinu Tam says, Rabbeinu Tam has this chiddush, okay, that's not tzach pasul, so then we have no problems, right? Okay. And hashtadas lahach. Now we have this idea of the, we can go back and understand what the Rosh is really saying. What's the Rosh really saying? Okay, so I'm going to say it now. I'm going to step back from the Rosh. And begadol, what's the Rosh's point? Rosh's point is like this, I believe. Again, when you take, there are a lot of little pieces, but I want us to first really see the little piece, and now we can see the structure. The Rosh is saying two points. Okay. The first issue is, how do we define the sukkah? Where does the sukkah begin and end? Okay? And the Rosh's basic point, Rosh's basic point is that you don't define the sukkah by the walls. Okay. You don't define the sukkah by anything other than the schach. The schach defines what's part of the sukkah and what's not part of the sukkah. Okay? And the Rosh says not only do we find that by Pesach Yotzi, where you're talking about that there's perfectly good schach, we even go so far as to say that in a case of Pesach, a case of, by Pesach Yotzi, the schach is perfect. It's just the defano don't necessarily go around everything, okay? So there the chiddush is, Pesach Yotzi Me Sukkah, that defines the shetach of the sukkah. Says the Rosh, and this is the second piece that he brings from Chamat Merubah, that it's not only true where the schach works, but even where the schach doesn't work, but I have schach there, so therefore, it's irrelevant when the defilements are there. Now, but the point is that since I have schach, even though the schach is chamat merubah and it's not good, b'chule, right? But I have schach there, so the Gemara entertains the possibilities. We could say chamat merubah, it's command letnu, it's no, you know, it's not there. But the Gemara will even go so far as to say this idea of pesal yotze, meaning, what's pesal yotze? That the schach defines the sukkah, the shetach of the sukkah, even by chamat merubah mitzilat, which is a huge chiddush, granted, and maybe we won't go that far, but it's a possibility to say that, and we'll see why that possibility is important, even if we don't necessarily go that far. Yeah.
I think so. No, it wasn't actually because it was kosher too. You know, we said over there, that's why I asked over there, that's what I was thinking a long time ago, I said, so I don't care about the law. We just care about where it's stuck with that. Right, I'm saying that in that case, the slack is kosher, in this case, the slack is kosher, and the slack
is kosher. I'm not saying everyone agrees, but the Rosh and the Rid, right. And the Rid says beferish this point, that the Pesach Yotze, the idea is that the schach, right, that we go by the schach, not by, okay, yeah.
Well,
we didn't get to point number two, but okay, go ahead.
Well, I was thinking at first I was going to say also that I'm not interested in the schach, in case we have to find where the schach is, and then it's defined that, like, let's say, 9 schach instead of 10, but then we don't understand the...
Right, I don't think it's the explanation by either one.
Right, because then we don't understand.
Exactly. Okay, so let's go a step further, though. Okay, let's go a step further, though. Okay, I think it's a different issue. But so then the Rosh says, but okay, so this whole area we'll call the sukkah, but very nice, it's a sukkah, but I'm sitting under pasul sfach, right? It's l'mal mechaf. So what good does it do, right? So what good does it do? Says the Rosh, you forgot about Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan tells us that tzchach l'mal mechav is not tzchach pasul. And if it's not tzchach pasul, it's true, you're not yotzei sitting under it. But it's not pasul. It's not tzchach pasul. It's not like shrum shel barzel. And the male, if that's the case, what is this case like? It's like the miut of chamat meruba, right? In other words, we have idea of pesel ayotzei. We already said pesel ayotzei. In other words, what the Rosh is saying basically is, the reason that you have point number two is, say, okay, pesel ayotzei is very nice, but you can't say that if, and it's really, there are two points that are interrelated. One is that well, you're not going to tell me pesel ayotzei if this is schach pasul, right? And what's more, how can the yotzei sitting under, right? But the two are very much interrelated, understand, okay? Now let's go a step further. So the Rosh says, very simple. It's not tzach pasul. And if it's not tzach pasul, what do I say? Right? That I have a kosher sukkah, katana, with an extension through the idea of pesel ayotzei. I say, how can I have pesel ayotzei with shrum shel barzel? It's not shrum shel barzel. This is tzach. It's just the position is not good. So if that were my sukkah, my ikar sukkah, there's nothing to discuss. It's no good. But pesel ayotzei, no problem. I have schach, right? Schach, which is perfectly good schach. And then it continues with schach. So this is also schach. And it's schach kasher. Rabbi Natan tells me it's schach kasher. So if that's the case, of course I couldn't sit under by itself. But as pesel hayotzei, it's perfectly fine. That's what Rosh says. Very nice. Now, if you think about it, what that means is, and this is exactly what you see when you look at the Piskei Rit inside, what that really means is that, and forgive me for oversimplifying, but in a very, very bottom line way, the whole issue, Rashi versus the Rid, comes down to one question. Because this is all the Rid argues with. You know, one could argue on other points, but the Rid himself argues on only one point. It's very, very, like, you know, a very clear Nikudat HaMachloket here. What's the Machloket? The Rashi and Rid comes down to one issue. Exactly. Schach l'mal mechav. Is it schach pasul or not? Do you agree with Rabbeinu Tam or do you not agree with Rabbeinu Tam? The Rid, were he to agree with Rabbeinu Tam, right? Everything else is in place. I'm convinced that if the Rid agreed with Rabbeinu Tam, he would say like Rashi. Right? That's certainly what seems to come out of the Rosh. At least from the perspective of the Rosh, what he's telling us is that, you know what? If the Rid accepted Rabbeinu Tam, he would agree with Rosh. Right? That's another way of saying it. But of course, the implication is also that if you reject Rabbeinu Tam, okay, then you're back to the Rid's Kasha. And if you're talking about non-kosher schach, and you're talking about Shvudim Shel Barzel, then L'chora Rashi would agree that's, you know, Rashi does not apply Pesel Ayotzei to Shvudim Shel Barzel. That Rashi does not go. Which brings us to a very interesting point. What's the next thing we want to ask ourselves? You finish this Rosh. Okay, we finished the Rosh. We saw the Rosh had two issues. A lot of detail, but basically two issues. The Rosh has an approach, deals with the first one, fine. The Rid would even agree with him on that. We come to the second point. It comes down to Rabbeinu Tam. So what's the next thing? I just finished, I don't have a source sheet. I don't have a shiur. I'm learning Masechet Sukkah. Okay. That's how this all begins, right? I have a Gemara. I have my, you know, Svarim, whatever it is, but I have my Gemara. I'm sitting learning my Masechet Sukkah, and I learn Rashi, and then I learn the Rosh, and I saw the Rid inside, very nice. And now I know Machloket Rashi, the Rid, the Rosh sides with Rashi, defends Rashi, very nice. I'm very happy. Big fan of Rashi, very nice. Rosh Masechet defense. Okay, I finished the Rosh. Now what I do? Oh, I'm not ready for Shulchan Aruch. You're light years ahead of me. What's the next thing? You read this Rosh. What's the first thing you want to ask yourself? We get... No, we were not up to the tour. What do you want to ask yourself after you finish reading this Rosh? These are all nice ideas, but it's not the first thing you want to ask yourself. What's the first thing we want to check out? What's the first thing we want to examine? What's the first thing we want to look at here? We discussed that. But
what motivates them to have their opinions about whether it's possible or it's
not? So, let's approach this from a different angle. Let me ask you a question. It all comes down to the status of Tzchach Mal Mechaf. Tzchach Mal Mechaf is a Tzchach Psula, as the Rid says, right? Or is it Tzchach Shera, as Rabbi Natan says? Okay, I'll ask you a simple question. When Rabbi Natan comes along, and comes up with this beautiful Chiddush, and he says, you know what? Tzchach l'mala mechav cannot be called tzchach pasul. It's not tzchach pasul. It's just in the wrong place, but tzchach kasha, beautiful chiddush. Who is Rabbi Natan arguing with?
Rabbi
Natan is arguing with the Rid. No, Rosh says that using Rabbi Natan, we can respond to the Rid. But Rabbi Natan is not arguing with the Rid. You know what I'm saying? Rabbi Natan is not commenting, he's not addressing the Rid, that's for sure. Who's he addressing? Who's he arguing with?
Rashi.
Rashi. Where? That's correct. Maybe someplace even in Masechet Sukkah. Which Sugya? Daf Ter and Daf Yud. Right? The sugya of Kanistarev, Tzchach Pasul, Bahadeh Tzchach Kasha. That sugya. In that sugya, Rashi says that if I have a sukkah, lamatami sukkah, right? I have two sukkahs, one on top of the other. And I have the top sukkah is lamala mechaf. And it's chamata merumi. If the bottom one is chamat meru mitzvah, right? And a top one's also, let's say, whatever. The bottom one, without the top one, the bottom one is chamat meru mitzvah. You can see it's inside, Bez Hashem. But just to get started. Right? Rashi says that if the bottom sukkah is chamat meru mitzvah, it doesn't have enough tzchach by itself. And the top one, supplements it, right? It's also chamata meru mitzvata, right? But, with the added shade of the top one, okay? Now, it's silata meru mechamata. Okay? Again, it's not sukkah takat sukkah because the top one's chamata meru mitzvata. But on the other hand, the bottom one doesn't have enough shade in and of itself without the help from the top one, right? So what do we call that? Kamitzarev tzchach pasul bahadei tzchach kasher, correct? The way Rashi reads the Gemara. Right? The way Rashi reads the Gemara, is that correct?
Wait, the top one?
Get it.
Right?
I'll make you a picture. We have another picture. Ready? I have a sukkah. I have a double-decker sukkah. The bottom one Okay, by itself is Hamata Meruba. The top one is Hamata Meruba, and therefore we don't say Sukkah. Sukkah. Okay? Right? Good? And now, but this plus this, okay, now it's Silata Meruba. And I want to say that it's kasha, because it's not Sukkah Lamata Misukkah, right? And it's not Sukkah Lamata Misukkah, and I have enough sale. But why is it not good? It's Rashi, because it is Kamitzareh, right? Sach Pasul. What's Sach Pasul? What's Pasul about? It's a very nice Sach. What's wrong with my Sach? Right? Dehaje Sach Kasher. You know it's not Kasher, right? So Rashi, the way Rashi reads the Gemara, correct? The way Rashi understands the sugya, and his Giras of Bechule, right? Says there's a problem in this case, right? Problem in this case of Kamitzare Tzach Pasol Bahade Tzach Kasha. Correct. That's exactly right. That's the case where, right, according to Rashi, if I had the two sukkahs and they were both Lamata Mechak, okay, this is above Ha, if we're both Lamata Mechak, and between the two of them it was good, then I'm being Mitzarev Tzach Kasha Bahade Tzach Kasha. That's fine. I can do that. That's not a problem. But this is a problem. Right? And to this sheet of Rashi, Rabbi Natan says, what? Don't tell me come it's star of Sach Pasul Bahade Sach Kasher, because Sach Lamal Mechap is not Sach Pasul. So it can't ruin the bottom sukkah. So you understand what the Rashi is saying? The Rashi is saying that the reason that Rashi works is because of Rabbeinu Tam. But let us remember that the Rabbeinu Tam that he's quoting to explain Rashi is a Rabbeinu Tam a little bit later in our perek. Rabbeinu Tam just a little bit later in Sukkah, which is rejecting Rashi. Yes. So no, that's not coming to start stock possibly stock. We'll see. We'll see the sugya with Rashi and Tulsa of Ezra Hashem. Okay? We will see it. However, what? Good question. Ezra Hashem will address that question. That's what we're that's the point. But now at least we understand the problem. Okay? Now we understand the problem. That's why, even after we understand what the Rashi is saying, and now we at least understand what the Rashi is saying, basically, right? I now return to what I began with, okay? Which is that not just that what Rashi says about the Sukkah Kula Kemoshehi Kshera is a Chiddush, but Dafka for Rashi, it's a huge chiddush. Because the Rush, very nice for the Rush to come along and say, it makes perfect sense. It's based on Rabbeinu Tam. So let's remember that this is a Rabbeinu Tam, and his raison d'etre is to reject Rashi. So to use this to explain Rashi requires some explanation. It's a good trick, right? Okay. That's what Hashem will see. Okay? That's what Hashem will see.